Now, unless you've been living under a rock, you would know what song this is. This is the song that, at least people from my generation, this is the song that introduced us to hip-hop. Now, it's been a while since I've done this podcast, and I always said that I wanted to come back to doing it. And this is the first time I actually felt that I have to do a podcast and I have to say something. Even though I doubt there is anybody listening anymore, because it's been months since I've done this podcast, but I feel what I have to say right here is important. What the big news in hip hop right now, or one of the headlines that are being made, is, well, actually the story started years ago. There is a guy called Lord Jamar. Lord Jamar is from the group Brand Nubian. Brand Nubian, I think they debuted in 1992, and they went platinum, and they have a cult following. Lord Jamar, an MC from the group Brand Nubian. Brand Nubian is also like they're part of this. They spread this 5% ideology, you know, like the black man is God and knowledge of self and all of that. Which I have nothing against. And but the thing is, the reason he's making headlines is that he goes most notably on the platform of DJ Vlad. He goes on and he started by making the inflammatory statement that white people are guests in the house of hip-hop, and that hip-hop is a black art, and white people want to hijack it. Which is true, yes, white people do tend to hijack shit. But he's implying that all white people are guests in the house of hip-hop, and they have no right to change or alter the art. And they have to basically take orders from the creator of this art, which is the black man. And, you know, if you want to tie that into 5% ideology, the black man is the original man, and he is the seed planter of all cultures. And which, that I agree with, it's true. Recently, this has been going on for years, and in Eminem's album Kamikaze, he finally replied to him in the song Fall, where he said, "As far as Lord Jamar, you better leave me the hell alone, or I'll show you an Elvis clone walk up in that house you own," referring to the house of hip-hop, "thrust my pelvic bone, go fetch me the remote, I belong here, clown. I inspired the Hobsons, the Logics, the J. Cole's, etc., etc. You did squat, piss and moan." Lord Jamar just kept talking shit and kept saying that Eminem is whack. Niggas in the hood don't listen to Eminem. And Eminem is... black people don't listen to Eminem. Record sales is not everything. Eminem is not even in my top 50. Eminem introduced the pill culture. His music is depraved. He is immoral. He has no respect for the culture, implying all of these things. And honestly, I don't know where to start and where to end. First of all, let me. I'm going to first. Before I get into the disrespect that I am known for, I will approach things surgically. Lord Jamar is coming from the 5% black man, black pride, black man is God mindset. Black man, black people are the original humans. Okay, if black people are the original humans, it means white people come from the black man, right? So, like, I've heard this from some, you know, white people, some niggas too. You know, that's true. White people are not inherently, like, if the black man created the white man, then how, then the black man created something shitty. It's not that white people are inherently shitty. It's the concept of white supremacy that is more of a cultural thing. It's a cultural thing, it's a behavioral thing that's passed on through generations. And actually, hip-hop has been the greatest tool to break that complex that a lot of white people are fostered into. So we agree that when white people would if a white person gets weaned off of the illusion and breaks the illusion that he is superior, we end up with one human race. One human race. Like, we're all some niggas. We're all, like, there is no superiority. The one thing that we don't like about white supremacy is the concept of superiority. We are all cells in a giant giant organism. We are all one organism, unity. I may be wrong, and if I am wrong, then fuck 5%. But it is of my understanding that at the ultimate stage of first there is knowledge, then comes wisdom, and the highest grade of wisdom is realizing that we are all part of God. We are all part of God. All of us. We are, like I said, we are all cells in a giant organism. So what's this guy? Okay, Eminem is white. Is Eminem a white supremacist? Like, if you can, with a straight face, make the argument that Eminem is a white supremacist, then you can suck my dick. You can suck my dick and you can lick my balls. Because that is just blatantly false. Eminem, whether you like him or not, he got to where he is from showing respect, and from showing respect, not only respect, dedication. Like, he gave himself to not only hip-hop as the music, but as a cause. He was wearing Wu-Tang t-shirts. He was rapping Brand Nubian. He was rapping Onyx. Onyx, where they say, all hail, Onyx is the master race. Onyx because it's a black stone, so they're black and angry. He was rapping this as a white kid, and he devoted his life to it. If it wasn't for Eminem, I wouldn't know who Tupac is. If it wasn't for Eminem, I wouldn't know who any of these guys are. Eminem, if anything, Eminem has obviously more knowledge of, not knowledge of self, but knowledge of everything, knowledge of humanity as a whole than Lord Jamar. Because Lord Jamar is just trying to flip the tables. Oh, white people, you think you are superior? No, I am superior. I am black. Get down on your knees and suck my dick. Like, I'm sorry, if you want to play the supremacist role, white people are much better at it than you. The motherfuckers made the Third Reich. They had concentration camps. They literally enslaved people. So, like, you're not going to win this battle. You're not going to win this battle. I'm not saying what white people did is okay, but you are doing the exact same thing. Lord Jamar, if you are a god, then you are a part of God. When God puts you through the trials and the troubles and the struggle that you've been through, does God want the struggle to make you as cold-hearted and as evil and as ignorant as the devil? Because the devil won. God puts you through the struggle. So people who go through the struggle get knowledge and get wisdom and have mercy and understand humanity as a whole. That is the beauty of the struggle. Because the struggle connects you closer to God. And motherfucker, with all of the struggle you've been through and that you like to bitch and whine about, you're more ignorant than fucking Eminem. What did look, everyone knows, everyone around me knows that I'm very critical of Eminem. When it comes to me personally, Eminem is barely in my top 10. For me, I have a holy trinity. That trinity is Cannabis, Onyx, and Big L. And Jizza for Liquid Sword. Eminem is not even in my daily rotation. But that doesn't mean that I'm going to... Look, Cannabis and Onyx and Big L are... They resonate with me. That's what I love to listen to. But that's for me. They are my top three. But when it comes to the contribution to hip-hop, nobody, and I mean it, nobody deserves more credit than Slim Shady, Eminem. Hip-hop is an urban art. It's an urban art similar to graffiti, for example. Yeah, graffiti is beautiful. It has that rustic, grimy, unpolished thing going for it. And, you know, the grassroots thing. And it's very alluring. And, you know, you see graffiti everywhere. And you appreciate it or you admire it. But did we ever have a graffiti Picasso? Did we ever have $1 million painting? $1 million graffiti piece? With the complexity and with the structure that, for example, a Picasso painting has, or a Michelangelo, or whatever the fuck? No, because it's so crude. That's the nature of, that's the allure of it. It's a crude thing. You get a spray can, you spray a wall. And it's vandalism. It's illegal. That's the allure of it. But that also stopped graffiti, same as hip-hop, from being respected and as highly regarded as other art forms. Hip-hop, up until a certain time, was a cool sample put together and, you know, the more crude the better, and just people laying down their rhymes over the beats. And the rhymes were very well written, but there was one thing that hip-hop lacked, and that was songwriting. You see that song that I just played in the beginning? That's your hip-hop Picasso that nobody to this day was able to make. The songwriting of that song, it's not only with the rhyme schemes. The song has literally zero punchlines. But you know what? Me as an Arab, who understands English from learning it in school and, you know, things like that, reading, am I going to understand Rakim, for example, when he speaks? No, I'm going to understand Eminem. And look, I'm going to say this, and I stand by it, and I stand by it. If you listen to Lose Yourself, and it doesn't pump up your adrenaline and give you goosebumps, and motivate you, then you are a jack off. Like your father jacked you off into a Kleenex, and then he put the Kleenex in the sun, and that is how you get. You are not human, because that's impossible. That's impossible. The rhythms in that thing, the way the beat builds up, the way the themes build up, his palms are sweaty, knees weak. He goes from someone who is broken and worn down and defeated into someone who is ready to take over the world. And you're going to say, oh, that doesn't resonate with me. Motherfucker, you don't have to be white, black, blue, or yellow to understand that this guy, to understand someone who is struggling and needs to feed his fucking daughter, who needs to find any way to make it out so he can feed his daughter and buy diapers for her. That's a black and white thing? Us Arabs, we used to... That hook, that hook, you just listen to it once. Once, I was 7 years old when I listened to it. Once only. Until 3 years ago, I still thought the song was called 8 Mile. I didn't even know what the name of the song was. But I memorized that hook from the first time I listened to it. Tell me when you're listening to that song, you're not pumped. Tell me one song from anybody, even Big L, that has that impact on someone. There is no more motivational song ever. You want to talk about knowledge of self and God and 5% and I don't know what. Motherfucker, this guy wasn't only inspiring. That song didn't only inspire rappers and knowledge. This song inspires people going to the gym, people studying, people who want to ace their tests, people who want even soldiers who want to fight for their country, everything. This guy reaches out, and you don't even have to understand English to have the song resonate. Tell me one song that is more powerful than that. Not even Tupac has a song more powerful than that and was able to touch as many people. That aside, you see the people who listen to classical music or listen to French people whining and all of that, and they're like, oh, the songwriting and the layers and the complexity, Eminem brought all of that. That's the song that made the most snobby classical music person change his perception of music as a whole. And the emotion he brings. And listen, I'm an Arab. Yeah, I love Wu-Tang. I love Big L. I love Onyx. But would I have understood any of them if it wasn't for Eminem, who introduced me to this wonderful art form that has changed my life and many other people for the better, and opened up my eyes and my mind, and brought me to things like knowledge of self and the human struggle. I can promise you, and I bet my life, I would not have even considered it if it wasn't for Eminem. And this is, I'm not a huge Eminem fan, but you have to give credit where credit is due. And motherfucker, the world does not revolve only around black people. If you think that the world revolves only around you, then you're no different from the fucking Zionists and the white supremacists, because they think the world revolves around them. And you know what's the difference between you and them? They are actually semi-successful in making the world revolve around them, because you know what? If the world does not revolve around me, I will make it revolve around me. And if you don't suck my dick, I will get you on your knees and I will make you suck my dick. They are more successful at it. So don't even try. Don't even try. Yes, hip-hop was started by black people. But is it because of their color? Because hip-hop is a global phenomenon now. Hip-hop is huge in the Arab world. If it wasn't for Arabs, battle rap would not exist right now. Okay? Because you Americans, you killed battle rap. Let me just tell you that. But how was this whole universe of hip-hop, how was the whole world exposed to it? Hip-hop made everyone connect as humans, and you, motherfucker, are trying to divide everything and put... Like Lord Jamar even said it, because Royce da 5'9" asked him, he's like, why are you the measuring stick of what's real or not? He says, because I'm a black man. Motherfucker, suck my dick. Suck my dick and lick my tip and slob on my knob, you motherfucker. Eminem, what he did for the platform, not only did he open everyone's eyes to it and made the whole world come to hip-hop, nobody did for hip-hop what Eminem did. You see how I say, you American motherfuckers, you killed battle rap? Okay? You killed battle rap? Eminem went and made that show. the thing in New York. I keep forgetting what it's called, but he made that show where Joe Budden was battling Hollow the Dawn, and he put it on pay-per-view, and he made a fucking movie to save that art. Tell me one other person with that dedication. Knowledge of self. Motherfucker, okay, if you have knowledge of self, you don't have wisdom. How old are you? 53? You still didn't reach wisdom, you motherfucker. Knowledge. Take your knowledge and put it in your ass and suck my dick. What the fuck is your knowledge supposed to... What the fuck is knowledge without wisdom? Where is your wisdom? Stop smoking weed, motherfucker. Weed is not for everybody. Especially not you. You look like a fucking crackhead. What the fuck is Brand Nubian, man? What the fuck is Brand Nubian? Like, I've heard you yapping more. Brand Nubian is whack. You did well in 1992. Okay, you did well in 1992. That shit is fucking whack. It's whack. It's garbage. It's bullshit. I would rather listen to Eazy-E, and I hate Eazy-E. Like, Brand Nubian is bullshit, okay? The message is was cool. You made it cool to have knowledge of self, but at the same time, you're turning knowledge of self, something beautiful, into a cult thing. Like, oh, you have knowledge, a word you toss around that's like, I have the thing that makes me special. I'm better than everyone. Motherfucker, your whole life you've been told that you are inferior, I'm better than you. So you go and do the same? And what happened about the black man being the seed planter and the influencer and the people who give culture to people? Because, motherfucker, you are destroying culture right now. You are destroying culture. You are stepping on the seeds. And your Eminem planted more seeds. Not only did he plant the seeds, he watered them and he fed them. And right now, hip-hop as a whole is attributed to Eminem. And if you don't believe me, listen to the song. I'm not an Eminem fan, by the way. I'm not an Eminem fan. But motherfucker, listen to Lose Yourself. Eminem may not be the dopest battle MC. He may not be the best rhymer. He might. But one thing he brought to hip-hop that hip-hop needed, that made hip-hop the number one music platform in the entire world, is songwriting. And there is still no songwriter like Eminem. And that was the only thing hip-hop was lacking. Hip-hop was not lacking in rhymes, in beats, in anything. Hip-hop was lacking songwriting. And Eminem brought that. Eminem brought that and made major big name producers, producers that used to laugh at hip hop. What are these black people from the hood? What they are? And they're stealing other people's music and sampling it. I don't know what. He made them all study and get degrees so they can get their feet wet in hip hop and produce a track or two and bask in the light of all of the artists. And honestly, this whole color thing, you know what, Jamar, you had me in the beginning. I was like, yeah, you know what, white people, because I do agree. Like, for example, what's his name? Like Mac Miller, he can suck my dick. What's his name? Post Malone, he should be shot in the head and publicly hanged. Like, what the fuck is are all of these MGK, like, motherfucker? But yeah, the majority of white rappers are bullshit, because not because white people are inherently bullshit. It's because of a fucked up society and a complex that is so ingrained into them. But if there is anybody you can attribute the white people that were able to break away from that terrible curse and was able to plant the seeds of enlightenment into them and bring humanity closer as one, closer to God, unity, it's Eminem. No other rapper can do what Eminem did. And Lord Jamar, let's say that your tracks were good, Brand Nubian was good. Motherfucker, when was your last album, 1997? What the fuck? And your songs are whack, and the only reason I know you is because Eminem's dick is so far in your fucking throat. That's the only reason I know you. Like, you're trying to be this big, oh, I am black, I am superior, I am better, I am the cool. Yet, you are the one getting on your knees and slobbing on Eminem's knob. Motherfucker, you're pathetic. You're pathetic. And if this is what 5%... I know this is not what 5% is about. So stop repping that shit, man. You're doing it... You're not doing it any favors. You're not doing it any favors. And all of your knowledge, you can take it and put it in your ass. You know, like they say, when they talk about the Jewish tribes that that basically worked to get Jesus Christ crucified, nobody has had more knowledge than them. But what do they say? They're like donkeys carrying books. Okay, the donkey's carrying a lot of books, but what the fuck is he doing with the books? And that's what you are. And you look like a donkey, motherfucker. Look at you. And who shaves your beard? What do you use Nir, the cream that they put on the balls to remove the hair? You use that on your face, motherfucker? You're 53 and you don't know how to shave your beard properly? And what's up with your head? Do you use Windex to wipe your head or what, motherfucker? Seed planter. I want to plant my seed in your mouth. Suck my dick, you motherfucker. And Vlad, I respect your platform, I really do, but and I respect you, and I respect your platform, and I love your platform. I'm a big fan of your platform. But you do tend to get carried away, and you make your position, like, as a reporter, you're supposed to be a little unbiased. And I mean, don't align yourself with this idiot, man. Like, really, this idiot is the last person you want to be involved. You want to be involved with. And this is all I have to say for now. I'm sorry that I'm emotional and I'm all of that, but this just, as a lover of hip hop and as a follower of, I don't know, a follower, a contributor, whatever, but. Like, I live and breathe hip-hop, man, and this shit disgusts me. This shit disgusts me. You're actually making headlines, and the shit you say, I mean, I swear to God, you are like, you know, crabs? You're like the STD, because people just want to slap you off of their dick. Like, really, it's like they have an itch, like, get off of my fucking dick. Like, Eminem was very respectful to you. On fall, honestly, like me, I would tell you, like, while you're on my dick, suck it good, motherfucker, and swallow my nut. This is what I'm supposed to tell you, and I look forward to doing more podcasts. And thank you for listening. And again, Lord Jamar, slob on my knob.